The Lord's blessings and favor upon you, dear family. Jesus began, "Today, in this hour, my most urgent need is to convince my people of my love for them and the glory yet to come, which I am preparing in heaven even as I speak. Now, about the method, my beautiful brides, you must shed this ugly vision of yourselves, which came from the ugliest one himself. All that he has clothed you in, layer after layer of condemnation, failure, weakness, insufficiency, and guilt, all this ugliness belongs to him and his servants. As far as you are concerned, before you were even conceived, I created heaven which dwells in my heart. My heart is the portal. There is no need for excursions into space to reach your homeland, for truly my heart is your homeland. Another way of expressing it is that you are truly heaven dwellers, but I prefer heart dwellers, because it focuses on my essence, the tender, immutable, and eternal energy of my very being, which is love itself. The definition of immutable, something existing in a way that is unchangeable, unalterable, or permanent, meaning it cannot be changed or varied over time. He continued, "I love you with a love so profound that words cannot convey this essence of my being. Only my presence engulfing you, my eyes beholding you when they meet yours. Only then can you understand what the mind will never grasp. Oh, how I love you! Truly I conceived you from love, and forever I will hold you in that love. It cannot be broken, burnt, or diminished in any way whatsoever. Even with the full-time fury of Satan using the ones I love to hurt me, even then my love is untouchable. Do you understand, my people? This is divine love and cannot be touched by any force in the universe, for it is immutably the essence of my being. I am telling you all of this because for us to go forward, you must be able to grasp who you are to me. Yes, you have flaws, more than you can count. Yes, you are unstable, weak, and double-minded. Yes, you are a challenge, even to my Godhead, in the process of balancing justice and correction, so you will grow. Oh, how I hate corrections, when I know what you will suffer because of them. My beloved children, you have no idea how I suffer for you, from moment to moment. No idea at all. I tell you these things because the barrier you sustain by believing the lies of the enemy must, I repeat, must come down. It must come down. Much of what you experience, if not all, when you draw close to me and you feel nothing, is from an outside source, not me. In order to conquer this force, you must come to terms with my unshakable love and assist me in tearing down this hindering wall. You must fight to have the intimacy with me that is yours. Brick by brick, stone by stone, you must take an active part in clearing the atmosphere between us. Listen, you must approach prayer like a fully armed warrior, and destroy the barriers. You must declare that you will not tolerate any force that diminishes clarity and intimacy coming between you and I. It is your resolve and your command that must state and enforce this. It is time to stop being cowed into backing away because of your shortcomings, real or imagined. That narrative is from hell, and it's up to you to draw the line and tell the devils that it will not be tolerated. Lord, how are we going to go about this? That is what I am teaching you right now. But you must have a backbone, not a wishbone. You have the power and authority to take it down. But first, you yourself must be convinced of my love and constant readiness to be present to you, no matter how badly you've failed or fallen. Take King David as an example. He committed a most reprehensible sin by murdering a faithful friend so he could have his wife. Then there is also the sin of abortion. If I can forgive these and continue on in love with my creature, can I not forgive you as well? There are plenty of examples of my mercy throughout the Bible. They are to be taken very seriously for your eternity, and the eternity of others you are meant to bring me to is on the line and at stake. I need you to permanently do away with this barrier so you can bring my love to others who have suffered this paralyzing self-hatred and rejection in trying to connect with me. They must know that I'm not putting any barrier up. I am standing by, waiting for them to see and hear me. Like the other night when you finally went to bed and recognized my face beside you, kissing your forehead. You were totally taken off guard and laughed. I got you good that time. I caught you when all your preconceived ideas of how our encounter should happen melted your heart. You see, I wanted to engage you in conversation that whole night, but you had constructed walls about how that should take place, and you didn't have the energy to try and make it happen. Silly Claire, I was there the whole time sharing thoughts with you as you were writing, but I don't want a desk between us all the time. I want to embrace you in tender purity, surprise you, laugh with you, and just plain be with you as your heavenly spouse. This is what I need from all my heart dwellers. I need spontaneous intimacy, which happens when you fully believe that I love and accept you just as you are, not as you think you should be. In the words of Brennan Manning, because you will never be who you think you should be. So two things are required of you. Suit up your armor, come into prayer swinging your sword, scattering demons and breaking down walls. Then take all of that defensive stuff off, sit down, and laugh with me.